We're going inside the world of show skiing, a type of water skiing, here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Dozens of skiers competed recently in the Wisconsin State Water Ski Tournament held in Wisconsin Rapids. It was the Aquanuts, the Twin Lakes water ski team, that came out on top, reclaiming a championship title they last held in 1986. Are you a fan of competitive water skiing? What do you want to know about the history of the sport in Wisconsin? Should it be an Olympic sport? It's 800-642-1234. Dan Borman is co-show director of the Twin Lakes Aquanuts. Dan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Great. Thank you for having me this morning.
Good morning. We also have Kaylee Kohler here, co-show director of the organization. She was named best female skier in the state tournament. Kaylee, congratulations and welcome.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having us.
Well, Kaylee, let's start with you. This is your team's first win since 86. How does it feel to be state champions again?
Quite honestly, it feels surreal. You know, it's been a long time since the Aquanuts have won. You know, everyone on our team has put in so much work this season, from the boat drivers to the skiers to the announcers to, you know, our friends who are selling in the concession stand. It's really a team effort, and it's really exciting to see all of our hard work pay off and to see us get the victory.
Wow. Dan, how does it feel for you?
Yeah, quite the same that Kaylee mentioned. I have not been involved in show skiing that terribly long, but as Kaylee mentioned, it's been a lot of work. And we were show directors last year as well, but obviously the season never happened with COVID. And so we've been really had, you know, almost a year and a half to put this all together. And it's been a lot of effort, but, you know, exactly as Kaylee mentioned, it really feels cool to take that victory home after after all that effort.
Yeah, you know, I hear you saying this is a lot of time and effort. Can you translate that? Like, how much time are you putting into this, Kaylee?
Well, specifically in the summer, our teams have practices on Tuesday and Thursday, and then we have ski shows twice a week on Wednesday and Saturday. Now, that doesn't really do it justice to how much work we put in the off season, and then also just during the week practicing for our team. A lot of people will practice skiing at their own house so that they're ready to go when they come down to the ski site and practice as a team. In the off season, we do all sorts of things, from sewing costumes to picking out music and writing a script. So really, it's an all-year-round adventure for us.
Yeah, and certainly I would imagine you just have to also stay in shape and the workouts, too.
Yep, definitely.
So explain, if you could, Dan, walk us through how a water skiing competition works.
Sure. So this particular type of water skiing, show skiing, each team is allotted a 60-minute slot to set up and prepare a ski show and ski all of its acts. It's limited to a certain number of skiing acts at 13. So each team gets a 20-minute setup time, a 60-minute ski show, and a 10-minute teardown so that you're ready for the next team. And it flows pretty – it's a very busy day. There's lots of teams that perform, and they keep the timeline very tight. So you really try and pack as much as you can into that 60-minute window. It is, it's very regulated. So if you go over on time, you're deducted points. There's a lot of other rules too, but that gets the gist of how it works out.
Yeah. You know, when I watch a ski show, I kind of think of it as like organized chaos because there are skis flying everywhere. I mean, you can feel the energy as people are just moving boats into place. I feel like there's major logistics going on as a spectator.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of what we talk about with all the effort that we put in, because part of the scoring and judging is how well those acts flow together. You know, they're looking to see if we get any knots in our ropes or if we have boats in the wrong place. They don't want to see boats just driving through the show course to get to the other side. So we really try and plan out where the boat and people have to be to make sure all those acts can flow very nicely.
As a skier, Kaylee, what is going through your mind as you put on a performance? How do you stay in your zone?
Yeah, I mean, quite honestly, it's very much an adrenaline rush. You know, we do gather some pretty big crowds. So, you know, just performing in front of people is quite the rush. And honestly, it's so fun just to compete with our friends and family. So, you know, through that hour, it's quite busy between skiing and changing costumes and doing our end intros and dancing on the stage. It pretty much is nonstop for that hour. You know, there's no teammates who are sitting on the sidelines or, you know, not doing anything. We're always busy between winding ropes and getting ready for our next act. And then there's those who just, you know, are able to cheer on our teammates. So it's a very busy hour.
We're talking with Kaylee Kohler and Dan Borman. They're co-show directors of the Twin Lakes Aquanuts, the 2021 State Water Ski Champions. You can join in. Are you a fan of competitive water skiing? Have you seen these shows and wondered how they do it? What do you want to know about the history of water skiing in Wisconsin? 800-642-1234. Let's go to, Taryn in Toma. Hi, Taryn.
Hi there. So a friend and I were watching like a documentary about the gymnastics in the Olympics, and we noticed that standards really raised through the decades. Like back in the 20s, you know, they could just walk along the stands, do a front flip off, and they'd get a perfect score. But now there's like so many other expectations from it. They really raised their standards. I'm wondering if there's a similar correlation to water skiing, how you got to do so much more than back then.
The bar keeps going higher and higher. Dan, you first.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, certainly in most competitive sports, people are always trying to push the limit as to what we can do. As the sport has evolved with equipment and boats and all those types of things, certainly the degree of difficulty has also raised very quickly as well. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, are limited. Our pyramids, for example, you know, we now, not us yet this year, but pyramids can go five people high. So
wow.
If you think about five people stacked up, that's very high, very dangerous. But whereas several years ago, you know, three people high was probably the standard. So if you look at any of the wakeboarding tricks or ski jumping and all that type of stuff, all of those have just gotten very difficult.
Kaylee, do you feel that pressure to push the technical end of things and try these new stunts?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of us are, you know, always doing what we can to get better and better as the sport evolves. We're definitely pushing the envelope and we're trying new things, of course, while also being safe. But just as Dan said, really the technology of the sport has evolved so much. I mean, you go past a garage sale and you see all the old wood skis, and that's what people used to compete on. And now we're lucky enough where we have a lot of new equipment that can allow us to learn some of these new tricks. But yeah, we're always doing what we can just to get better. You know, we're preparing for our national tournament that's coming up. You know, we're looking to add some things into our show and see if we can improve ourselves even more.
Yeah, with nationals being held in Janesville, does that kind of feel like home field advantage of sorts, Kaylee?
Unfortunately, no. There is a team, you know, straight out of Janesville. that is their home site. They are used to skiing on the river. They're used to the narrow site and the depth of the water and the current and all of that. We are used to skiing on a public lake that's very wide, frequently rough. It's quite the opposite of a home field advantage.
Wow.
So, but we're looking forward to it. You know, we've got some practice scheduled there and, yeah, we're excited. You know, we have skied the national championship there a couple times. We also have, had, the Mercury Invite, which is a tournament at the beginning of the season that we did ski there. So we're not unfamiliar with the site, but it definitely is not our home turf.
Kaylee Kohler with us. Dan Borman here with the Twin Lakes Aquanuts. As we take a look at the competitive show skiing tradition in Wisconsin, you know, my family just loves to watch the Mad City Ski Team. Sunday evenings, Lake Monona, make a date, the cool summer breeze, the skiers buzzing around, dazzling stunts, glittery costumes, the whole bit. Do you love watching water skiing shows? Give a shout out to your favorite team, where they perform, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. We're talking about Wisconsin's water ski show tradition on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Aquanuts, they got their start performing on Edgewater Beach in 1973, a Division I team based in Twin Lakes preparing for the Show Ski National Championship set for next month in Janesville. What do you want to know about show skiing? Are you part of a water ski team or just love to water ski? What drew you to it? Join in, 800-642-1234. Dan Borman is co-show director along with Kaylee Kohler, and they are with us for about 10 more minutes. Dan, you know, Kaylee talking there about water conditions, how do the wind and the water, how can that all affect how you execute these shows and these stunts?
Oh, there's a huge impact. As Kaylee mentioned, our home site is a public lake, Lake Mary there in Twin Lakes, and you know, there's been certain nights this week, or we've been there to practice, and we've had some very windy days that, you know, couldn't do some of the acts that we wanted to do. That's the advantage that that we do have when going to some of these tournaments, is that generally they're held on private areas or on waterways that don't have other traffic and less wind. So that does help us. But yeah, the weather can play a big impact on our sport, whether it's wind, whether it's waves. All of that, even the sunshine. There's certain times of practice when we're doing pyramids right into the setting sun and it's awfully bright. So it definitely has an impact on us.
Oh, but us spectators are just saying, gorgeous, gorgeous, go.
Yeah, absolutely. And we love that. The cheers and the applause of the audience really, you know, energizes us to put on a show, the best show that we can every night.
Okay, so these themes that you come up with, you know, acquaint us with the theme that you came up for this year, Dan, and what you're doing with it.
Yeah, so this year's theme is called Ski Jam, and it's kind of a spin on the Space Jam movie that came out in the 90s. Of course, that just re-released recently as well. So there's an alien invasion of a Looney Tune world, and they want to take back Bugs Bunny to their attraction on their alien planet. And they Looney Tunes call upon the Aquanuts to help them in this battle of the ages of water skiing. So it's been fun, you know, writing the script and writing the theme is, certainly took place a long time ago, but as it's evolved, we've really had a good time with it. It's been fun to get it executed and see the laughs from the fans and from the judges as the announcers. You know, it's kind of a show, it's kind of skiing, and it's all kind of mixed together.
So who, like, plays Michael Jordan or Bugs Bunny?
So we have a couple superstar skiers, Ethan Shulda, Cody Coffey. Those are both just announced to the USA Water Ski team, along with Kaylee and Kayla Coffey, another person. So we have some high power talent on our team that we've kind of earmarked those positions for them.
Kaylee, what's involved in trying to execute these shows and stay true to the creativity that you've put together with the costumes and the scripts and the music, but having to execute that on the water?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big team effort, that's for sure. You know, Dan and I are lucky enough that we have, you know, a really good core group of individuals who are able to help us oversee a lot of things, as he and I are both skiing. So, you know, we do have, you know, those who help us make sure that all of our headbands and armbands are, you know, on the right arm and where they're supposed to be for each certain act. We have a sound crew who is playing the music that we selected specifically for the act, and then also cueing sound effects with each skit. We have boat drivers and riders who are making sure that their patterns are driven in the way that we designed them to. And then we have pinners who are making sure that, you know, every skier is safe when they're out there on the water. So, you know, there really is a lot that goes on. However, Dan and I are lucky that we do have some experienced people, you know, who are working, especially with some of our newer skiers, to make sure that Everything keeps going round and round during that hour.
And the age range is really incredible. You have little ones out there as well as senior citizens.
That we do. You know, we have little ones that go all the way to the top of our 4 high and 5 high. You know, they're somewhere between 8 and 10 years old. We have a junior club of members who are 14 and younger, and then we have a senior club of those who are 14 and older. But yeah, we do have very much a range of people.
We're talking with Kaylee Kohler and Dan Borman. They are co-show directors of the Twin Lakes Aquanuts, the 2021 State Water Ski Champions, as they get ready for nationals in Janesville. You can join in. Have you seen water skiing shows or competitions around Wisconsin? What do you want to know about the history? And do you think water skiing should be an Olympic sport? 800-642-1234. Dan, take us a little bit through the history of competitive water skiing in our state and what's special about Wisconsin.
Well, Wisconsin, believe it or not, is the water ski capital, at least the show skiing capital of the world. We are the only state that has its own show ski championships. Everywhere else, they're all regionally based. But Wisconsin has so many teams that we have our own tournament that was held up in Wisconsin Rapids. So it's, you know, the sport has been around for many years and it continues to evolve, but the number of teams out there is just really high. You know, we're all fighting for some of the struggles from COVID. There's been some teams that are, you know, lost some membership and stuff like that. But, boy, at the state tournament, it was really well attended, a lot of good energy, and certainly a lot of people out there still interested in the sport every day.
Kaylee, why do you think participation is so strong in Wisconsin?
I think there's a couple of reasons. You know, show skiing in general is very much a family sport. Dan's entire family is involved with him, with his wife riding in the boat and his two kids skiing. My family is involved. My sister skis. My dad rides in the boat. My mom also rides in the boat. So it's very much a family sport, and I think that that's what people love about show skiing in general. Specifically in Wisconsin, you know, we have a short window for summer. You know, that 3-month mark, you know, while it is very, very, very fun, you know, at the end of that 3 mark, that 3-month mark, it can be quite exhausting. So, you know, I think for us, just that short window allows us to put as much effort as we can into those 3 months rather than spreading it out throughout the entire year. So I do think just Wisconsin is a great place for show skiing. And obviously the number of teams shows that.
And you've competed internationally. What is it like to compete on the international stage?
Yeah, so a couple of the members of our team have been selected on the U.S. team to compete with Team USA for show skiing. It's very fun. You know, we've been lucky enough to travel to other countries. We were actually in Australia last year. We've also traveled to Canada, and then we've had some of the world championships on U.S. soil. It's so fun. It's fun to see, you know, what people from other countries are doing in the world of show skiing. It's very much a friend and family thing, so it's great to just see all of our friends from all over the world. But definitely it does up the competition. You know, there's 35 of the best show skiers in the entire country competing. So talk about pushing the envelope and, you know, trying our hardest to see if we can put on the best show.
So, Dan, explain why show skiing is not in the Olympics.
Well, there's a few reasons. You know, the scoring method is kind of clunky, let's say. And Olympic sports are generally required that scores are presented instantaneously after the show is done. The other reason is that the boat that is involved. All other Olympic sports rely on gravity and, you know, just water. There's no other Olympic sport that requires, or that could be Olympic sport, that would require an engine. And so that's kind of been the limiting factor for many years as the conversation has evolved. But as Kaylee mentioned, you know, the U.S. does have its own national team. It's just not in the actual Olympics, but it's still treated like an Olympic sport. And we do, you know, with those competitions that happen across the world, we get to see the competitors from other countries. So although it's not in the Olympics, it's like the Olympics.
Kaylee, how can people get involved in competitive water skiing?
Well, specifically for the Aquanets, in order to join our team, you have to be a strong slalom skier, which means you have to be able to ski on one ski. We hold tryouts a few times a summer. I know that's, you know, the same for several teams throughout Wisconsin. I would encourage anyone who loves the sport of water skiing to try and get involved in their local ski team. It's a great way to just make friends and be out on the water and do what we all love. So, yeah, it's great.
Well, Kaylee and Dan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much
for having
us.
Dan Borman and Kaylee Kohler, they are co-directors of the Twin Lakes Aquanuts, the 2021 State Water Ski Champions. Ahead this hour, we check in with an emergency room specialist on how the ER has changed in the pandemic. What has your hospital or clinic learned in these times? What protocols will stay in place for good? It's 800-642-1234. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.